Hello there. You're a human, aren't you? A man? I don't think I've seen a man in this part of the forest for a long time. Do all men look like you? Those broad shoulders. Those muscular arms. I am very impressed. But where are you going with that thick, hard axe? To chop down that tree. Surely you don't want to chop down that tree. It is such a cold day, one of the last brisk days of autumn. Just look at these goosebumps on my arm. Look at the way I shiver. Look at the way my nipples are so hard and so visible against the sheer green silk of my shift. Brr, it's so cold, isn't it? I see. The cold is why you're out here. You're gathering firewood for your village before the first snow. No. Wait. Don't turn away. Don't lift that axe. Yes, I know the day is getting older and you really want to chop down that tree, but wait. Does it have to be that tree? Oh, it does. Because that kind of wood burns better. But it's much too cold for a tall, strong man to be walking around this forest chopping down trees, isn't it? Wouldn't you rather be at home, curled up in a chair by a roaring fire? Or in your bed, under a quilt, with your wife gasping and moaning in your arms? Screaming your name as you please her all day. Just think of her creamy, soft legs. Her soft, full breasts pressed against you. Maybe you have a babe at home, and your wife's breasts are still swollen with milk. The nipples so full as they brush across your chest. Think of how her back will arc for you. How her sweet moans will be forced from her throat at each of your thrusts. Think of her lips so warm on your neck, her nails digging into those powerful shoulders of yours. Or your back, or your ass, as her tight cunt clenches around your cock. Think of how she'll lie panting in your arms after you fuck her. How her eyes will be so grateful and so soft and so warm with love. How she'll kiss you like she'll just die if she ever parted from you. How she'll nip your ear with her teeth and moan in your ear that she wants you inside her again. Surely you'd rather be fucking her. Fucking your loving, hot, fertile young wife at home. Oh. You don't have a wife. Well, maybe you have a lover. I know you must. I can see the look in your eyes. You haven't stopped staring at my breast since I stepped out from behind my, from behind that tree. Here, let me, press myself against you and whisper in your ear. My hands are so warm and so soft on your chest. My lips brushing your cheek. I'll just ignore that scary axe and whisper what I know about you. I know you are a man who needs women. I bet the neighbor's wives like you. I bet one of them slips over to your home while her husband is away at market, visiting you on some pretense, maybe with a jar of milk and a fresh baked apple pie. A gift from one neighbor to another. But it's your cream she wants. It's her pie she wants to give you. I bet the moment the door is closed and she is in your arms, her kisses cover your face, your neck, your chest, your thighs. I bet her lips close around your hard cock as she grazes up with soft, needful eyes. as you give her every drop of cream you have, because she wants it. She needs it. You're the only one who can fulfill her. I bet you have a lover just like that, who is already at the door of your house, knocking nervously, wondering where you are, where her powerful man is. While you're here, in the cold, trapezing through the forest, why aren't you there with her? Why aren't you getting a fistful of her hair and guiding her to your knees so you can fuck her hot little mouth? Oh, you aren't fucking any of the neighbor's wives. A farm girl, then. Some sweet little thing barely old enough to fuck. Her eyes so innocent and her lips so sweet and so full. Like a cherry tree blossoming for the first time. I know you've been watching her, seeing her breasts grow. Maybe she's been watching you too, from across the field as you walk by with that hard, thick axe. Maybe she even slipped down to the pond with a sly glance over her shoulder, as if she's checking to make sure no one is following her or watching. But she's actually checking to make sure you are following her. She wants you to watch. She wants you to see her slip that sweet country dress from her shoulders. Let it slide from her young breasts. Let it slip down her body, as soft as a kiss passing her hips and down her smooth legs to pool at her feet. Do you see her? Can you imagine her? As young and fresh as the first morning ever, and so naked. Look at how that autumn air nips at her skin, making her nipples so full and aching to be touched. Watch her slip into the water, swimming into the pond like a flash of moonlight. She is so wet. She wants to be touched. She wants you to follow her in, to dive into the water and chase her while she swims, giggling for the other bank. She wants you to catch her, you strong, powerful man. I bet you would swim so vigorously. She knows she can't get away from you. She wants you to catch her and pin her to the bank and cover her with your hard body. Kiss her so hard, biting her lower lip, so you can taste blood and woman and her. Think of her frightened, aroused, nervous little gasp. Think of how she'll spread her soft, warm thighs for you, offering herself to you. She's frightened. The other girls have told her it will hurt. But she wants you. She wants you. Won't you take her? Won't you smother her soft little cry with your mouth and thrust into her and open her for the first time? She wants you inside her. She wants to know what it feels like to have the warm pleasure of a man's cock in her. She wants to squeeze you so tightly. She wants to make you come. She wants to give you everything. Can't you just feel her tight, virgin cunt clasped around your cock right now? Wouldn't you rather be there, on the edge of that pond with her, ravaging her? Not here, in this cold, uninviting forest, with such a hard, thick, scary axe on your shoulder. Wouldn't you rather be home, stranger? This cold, brisk air can't feel good on your face, or that muscled, bare chest of yours. If you took off your pants, it wouldn't feel good on your hips or cock either. Though, when I pressed my body to you like this, I can tell your cock is managing to stay hard out here just fine. Autumn briskness or not. But Wouldn't you rather be somewhere where you can sink that hard, impressive cock into something warm and soft? You're still here. Well, if you have to be out here, maybe you'd like to get warm first before you chop down that tree. You can't swing the axe as well if your hands, those rough, calloused hands, are bitten by the cold. Here, let me take your hand. Here, let me slide your hand down the top of my shift. Yes, like that. Cut my breasts. Oh my. Yes. Grip my soft, warm tit. Yes, I'm warm. I am so warm for you. This autumn air doesn't make me cold. My goosebumps were just for show. Do you feel my nipple like a pebble against your palm? My nipples are so hard for you. And my body is so hot for you right now, Woodsman. Here, please put down the axe for a moment. Just a moment, and only needs to be a moment. Just a few heartbeats, I promise. Just let me have your other hand. Just for a moment, I promise I'll make your hand feel so warm and so good. And then you can do whatever you want with that tree, I mean. Just give me your hand, please. That's it. That's my strong, good woodsman. You feel how small my fingers are when I take your hand? Your hands are so big. You are so big and I am so small. Here, let me guide your hand. I'm going to put your hand exactly where I want it. Exactly where I need it. There, under the hem of my shift, do you feel my soft, sweet thigh? And a little higher, right there. Oh yes, I am soaked for you, you wonderful woodsman, my strong man. Just touch me. Right there. And if you dip your finger in me for a moment, like that. God. And then take it out. Oh, God. You can draw that wetness with your fingers up here and rub it over my clit. Oh. That feels so good. Oh, fuck. Keep rubbing me there, woodsman. Oh, yes, touch me like that. I crave your touch. I need it. I need your fingers on my clit, on my folds, in my soft, wet cunt. Put your finger in me again, woodsman, please. Oh, you animal. Two fingers in me. Oh, I almost can't bear it. I'm so tight. As tight as that little farm girl you aren't fucking right now. And you're stretching me. You're stretching my warm, wet cunt. Oh, gods, you want me hot and open and dripping, don't you? Oh, yes. Fuck me with your fingers. Fuck me. Fuck me. Isn't your hand warm like I promised? Don't your loins feel warm now? Does your cock feel warm? Take it out for me. Let me see it. Please. I need it. I need to see your cock. Yes. Yes, unbutton your trousers. I promise I will find a way to keep your cock so warm in this autumn chill. Don't stop moving your hand against my cunts. Oh, God. I feel so full. Your fingers... Oh! So that is your cock. My God, it looks so proud and thick and hard with life. Like a summer oak. May I touch your hardwood? May I wrap my soft, warm fingers around it like this? The way you twitch in my hand. Do you like what my fingers are doing? Do you like what I'm doing with your hard, thick cock? Let's keep you warm. I'm going to get on my knees on the soft moss with your swollen cock right in my face. Tease the side of your shaft with my lips like this. I'm going to leave you so exhausted you won't even think I'm lifting that axe, you strong man. Just watch me. Watch my eyes gazing up at you as I... Do you like being in my mouth? Do you like seeing my eyes looking up at you while my mouth is so full with your cock? You taste so good. Goodness, I've never swallowed anything like that before. Your thighs are shaking. Here, lie down. Here on this soft, soft moss. Shh, no, we aren't done. I told you. I have to make sure you don't even think of lifting that axe. You don't want to chop down that tree. You would much rather just lie back and enjoy what I'm going to do to your hard, hard cock. My fingers stroking you, cupping and fondling your balls. I have to keep you hard. Harder if you're going to keep enjoying me. Wouldn't you like to be inside me? Not my mouth. In my soft, slick cunt. I am so wet for you. But I have a secret. Would you like to hear my secret? I've never had a cock inside me before. It's true. You don't believe me. Well... I've had little seedlings before. Beautiful little sapling greens and young as the first morning of spring. But I've never had a cock in me before. I've never been with a man. I just know you're going to feel wonderful inside me. Why don't you lie there and relax? Breathe while I straddle those muscled hips of yours and just rock my hips slowly back and forth like this. Rubbing my soft folds along your shaft. I'm so wet. Can you feel how wet I am? Can you smell my arousal? Do you want to fuck me? Do you want me to ride you right here in this autumn forest until I scream for you? Yes. Oh, don't worry about those. My hair sprouts twigs and leaves when I am excited. When I feel really, really alive. Just let me take your wrists. Lift your hands above your head. Goodness, your cock feels so good rubbing against me. Feel my breath warm on your cheek as I lean over. And here. Feel my breast soft against your face. My nipples brushing your lips. Oh, yes. Do that. Suck my nipple. Oh, that feels amazing. Here, let me cross your wrist and... Oh, no. Don't worry. Those vines coming from my hands, wrapping around your wrists, binding you to the soil. They'll just make sure you can't wriggle too much while I make you feel so good. Just close your eyes. Put your mouth hot and moist around my nipple again. Just feel me when I lift my hips and press my soft entrance to your tip, and I'm going to slide down. Yes. Oh, yes, the way you fill me up. Do all human men feel like this? So warm and thick and the delicious pressure of you inside me. Oh, God. I'm just going to roll my hips and ride you so hard. Oh, God, you feel so good inside me. I want you to come inside me. Can you do that for me? I want you to give me little seedlings. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so good. So good. Feel me clench and ripple around you. Look at you strain against the vines around your wrist. Don't do that. They're green and young, and they'll hold you so tight. Oh, goddess, just enjoy me. Enjoy me. Enjoy what my hot, wet, tight cunt is doing for your cock. Oh, yes, buck your hips like fuck me. Fuck me. I want you to come. Please come. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come in me. Yes. Yes. Feel me clenching down in your cock. I'm gonna come too. I'm gonna come too. Oh, come at me. Give me seedlings. Fill me with seeds. Come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Thank you for that, woodsman. I can feel your cum warm inside me. I can feel you inside me, softening so slowly. I could tell you loved the way I gripped your cock. What's that, you ask? That soft, wet touch against your cheek and somewhere on your skin? Look up, you sexy man. See my face above yours. Oh, I see. My hair is making a curtain around your face so you can't see above me. Here, let me just lean back. I love how your cock shifts inside me. There. Now you can see. It's snowing. Soft, gentle flakes, like little pieces of heaven floating down on you, softly, slowly. No, I'm not cold. I told you, I don't get cold. Not even when mostly naked. You won't either. Not really. Not dangerously. Not as long as I keep your cock warm and snug inside me. Yes, it is winter. We've been fucking a lot longer than you thought. I can do that to a man. I can keep his wood hard all winter and daze him with pleasure until entire weeks pass by with a moaning breath. Well, I can do that to a cedar or a willow. I've never had to do it to a man before, but it looks like you were very satisfied. Did you enjoy me, woodsman? Did you enjoy my soft, tight cut? Oh no, don't try to get loose. Don't, you can't. Do you feel the vines that have wrapped around your legs? You were so distracted by my wet, quivering pussy, you must have not noticed until now. And now another around your neck. Not to cut off your breath, just to hold you secure. I have you tied so tightly, you strong, sexy man. Yes, I see your eyes flick to the right. You can see your axe over there, half buried in the snow. I hope that ugly thing rusts away fast. I don't like it near my tree. I couldn't let you just chop me. You are a very determined woodsman. Now you just relax. Breathe. Feel me lean down and press my soft breast to you. You really should have gone back to your village, like I asked. Your villagers are going to be so cold without their firewood, aren't they? And you could have warmed them if you had just gone back. You could have warmed your neighbor's bosomy, hungry wife with your cock. You could have filled her with something to keep her warm. You could have wrapped your winter blankets around that virgin by the pond and had her again and again and again all winter. You could have kept her warm. But now you are here by my tree and you're going to keep me warm all winter long. Shh, it's all right. I'll keep you warm too. So warm, I promise. At least for a little while. Quiet now. Stop squirming. You are not getting loose. And doesn't my sweet, warm cunt still feel so good around your cock? Just feel that. Focus on being inside me. Hush now. Everything's going to be all right. I've got you. Kiss me. Just kiss me, sexy man.